Hello, everyone. Thank you for joining us. You're listening to Mormon Channel Daily, brought to you by The Church of Jesus Christ of Latter-day Saints. I'm your host, Lisa Hollinger. We recently released our latest Mormon message, which is called The Reason Behind Christmas. And today we're excited because recently we had the chance to go behind the scenes and talk to the producer of that Mormon message, Quinn Orr, and we wanted to play a portion of our interview with Quinn for you here today. Ready? Here we go. Quinn, what's the story behind this Mormon message?
This year's Christmas Mormon message centers around a man. We call him Mr. Brown in the script, even though we never hear his name said. And he's kind of a grumpy guy in a Santa Claus hat. And his job is to run the lights for this group of kids while they're rehearsing their Christmas pageant. And you can kind of tell by his demeanor that he's not too excited about it for whatever reason.
Yeah.
And then we see this little girl, Angel we call her, because she's wearing these angel wings, you know, says, are you ready, you know, waves, are you ready to go? And he says, go ahead. And the curtains part. And this isn't a Christmas pageant like you've seen before. This Christmas pageant starts out with a table and a cash register and a big dollar sign. And Angel reads the narration, and it basically says, you know, Christmas is a great time of year because we give presents to each other, and we see everybody spending money. But she says, but some people think that we've become too commercial, and we've forgotten Christ from Christmas. And at that point, pandemonium breaks out amongst the kids. They're grabbing the presents. But then she says, it doesn't have to be that way. So she manages to stop the riot, and everybody disappears off the stage, and they come back on again. But this time they're carrying presents. And with every present that's given, we hear the voice, you know, in theatrical terms, it's the girl or a boy reading off stage. They say, you know, this year for Christmas, I'm going to share more. I'm going to be happier, you know, giving gifts, true gifts. Mr. Brown, meanwhile, back on the spotlight, he's saying, what is this? You know, what kind of pageant do we have going on here? And so he starts approaching the stage. And as he does and starts looking at the presents, he realizes something. And spoiler alert, we can tell you how it ends. What he sees is as they put the presents on the table, the spotlight shines across them and creates a shadow picture on the back wall of the stage, and we see the nativity. You know, and Angel reading your script says, you know, we put Christ in Christmas when we give the gifts he wants us to give, and those are the gifts of ourselves.
That's such a cool moment when the nativity scene comes up. And probably a question that everyone has is that real? Is the scene you see in the shadow the real scene that the presents are making?
That's exactly right. Even in our approvals and our edits, I'm anxious. How did you like the story? Did it work? Do you like this? And everyone says, is that real? You know, that's the first question they always ask.
Yeah.
And it is. It actually is.
So tell us how you made the shadow of the nativity.
So Roger Crandall was our art director, and he's an amazing art director. We were very fortunate to have him. And so what he did, he had the idea that if we were to take a big piece of cardboard and draw the images of what we wanted to see within the space we had to do it, we chose our theater location first. And then we knew that the shadow had to be a certain size. And then he drew the images that he wanted to create. So on our sound stages back at the studio, he set up a light and a table and the cardboard in the exact length that we would use it on the location.
Smart.
And so then he and his crew would come out with tape measures, and they would measure, looking at the shadow, okay, the base of the wise man is got to be 6 inches, mm-hmm. and it's got to be, you know, 12 or however tall. And so he knew the exact dimensions of what he needed. And then they would actually cut cardboard and make special boxes and sometimes stack items 2 or 3 deep, 3-dimensionally. The easiest one to see in the piece, if you look at it, is kind of the donkey on the side. The round side of the donkey is kind of like this little round hat box, and his saddle is actually a square box sitting in front of it. And then his neck is kind of a triangular box, and his ears are actually ribbon. And it actually surprised me because the actual cradle with the baby Jesus in it, we didn't think we could get that much detail. But when we look at it, we went, wow, that just looks really like a baby in this cradle. And it was just the ribbons that cast it. And so art department
creative.
Did a great job. We've taken some of the footage that I've shot with what you see in the final piece, and there's a short piece that shows how the shadow was created and what it looks like. So, and
that's fascinating to watch. For everybody who's listening, you have to watch that part as well because it's so interesting how you guys did that. It's amazing. How did you come up with that idea to do something like that?
I had seen several pieces of media where people were playing with shadows and creating images. Mm. There's theatrical groups that, you know, perform behind a screen and a light shines on it and they do images. And there's the, you know, the Asian kids theater where they have the shadow puppets, you know. And and who hasn't sat in front of a light and, you know, made the dog and the eagle and stuff like this with their hands? And the shadow just seemed to be something that kids are aware of. You know, even Peter Pan, he comes looking for his shadow, you know.
Oh, true, yeah.
And in the scriptures, we talk about foreshadowing, you know, things that tell us of things that will happen. And I kind of had this idea that it's not a bad thing to give gifts. It can become a bad thing. It can become something that's commercial. But the reason behind the gift giving, it's like Christ giving himself for us. He is the ultimate Christmas gift. And so this idea of letting the Christmas gifts paint the picture of why they exist and to remind us why they exist, I just thought it was a nice idea. On about the umpteenth draft as I'm rewriting, just this idea of this guy who's kind of had it with Christmas, you know. So much is expected it can wear you if you're not in the right place. And how these kids help bring him out of that when he sees that, it changes how he feels. And he also has the opportunity, you'll see in the film, he gives a gift of himself that helps make that whole thing come together.
So what are you hoping that audiences or people that watch this will take away from it?
I can't help but think that everybody at some time in their life, if they haven't been, will be in the part of Mr. Brown. That you've got to do something. You've got another pageant to go to, another program where you have to sit and smile and pretend you like it. And you've had it. You know, you're tired. And I think we have to constantly remind ourselves that it's not about us, you know. We are the ones who decide how we feel about the gifts and what gifts we give and how we do it. And so, I don't know, maybe I could hope that people will be more intentional in how they go through Christmas.
That's beautiful. Thank you. Were there any funny occurrences with the kids as you were filming them?
The kids were, they were great, but they're kids. I mean,
right,
let's face
it.
And I have to say, as we were filming, you know, there's a point there where we have what we call the riot, where everybody grabs presents and runs around and stuff. And normally in film, you try to orchestrate all these things very carefully. And I thought, you know, this is supposed to look like a bunch of 9-year-old kids going crazy. So I just gave him some real broad ideas of what to do and let them go. And they just look like 9-year-old kids. You know, they're just themselves. You should see the outtakes on some of these things. Because when they're putting the presents in, the things that go wrong and stuff. But parts and pieces of that still show up in the final edit. It wasn't a stretch for them because I think they just played themselves. And I think that was half the fun.
Oh, that's so great. That's wonderful. Anything else we should know about this Mormon message?
There's one thing I like about it as a story. I think there's a lot of elements that everybody relates to. You've got pageants, you've got shopping, you've got the frustration, you've got kids. And so when I look at the elements, I say, well, this seems like it's a story that we understand.
It's real life.
It's real life. And yet it's kind of come together in a way. One of the questions that we kept asking ourselves as we were trying to work through the idea, everybody says, we've heard it many times, we're forgetting how to keep Christ in Christmas. But we were trying to figure out a way, how do you get Christ in Christmas? Mm. what do you do? You know, and I've heard of people saying, well, you know, write down what you're going to give this year and stuff. But we were trying to condense the idea down so that it was understandable and made sense. And I realized that from my experience, I didn't have that answer. I didn't know what the simple, easy way was. And so, you know, as we worked through the story and so forth, and we talked about presence, I realized, well, that's the answer. And, you know, and that's Angel who says this, is we put Christ in Christmas when we give the gifts he wants us to give. Mm. And that's the gift of ourselves.
Quinn, thank you so much. We look forward to having everyone see this Mormon message. Again, it's called The Reason Behind Christmas. But thank you for being with us today. We're so glad to have you here.
It was great to be here.
Wasn't that fascinating talking to Quinn and learning of all the details that went into the making of that Mormon message? In closing, we'd like to leave you with a quote from President Thomas S. Monson from a First Presidency Christmas devotional, December 2012, entitled Christmas is Love, and this is what he said.
May we all make the journey to Bethlehem in spirit, taking with us a tender, caring heart as our gift to the Savior.
You know, at this time of year, when we think about all the gifts that we could give, giving a caring heart as our gift to the Savior is really such a precious gift that we can give to Him. That's our show for today. Thank you for being with us. If you have any suggestions, comments, or inspirational stories you'd like to share with us, send us an email at mormonchanneldaily@ldschurch.org. Or you can post on our Facebook wall today. This has been another episode of Mormon Channel Daily, brought to you by The Church of Jesus Christ of Latter-day Saints. And the song of the day we'd like to leave you with today is entitled Christmas as a Child, and it's featuring the group Eclipse. Thanks again for joining us. Have a great day.
Dust and mistletoe, a clear moonlit night. Snow on a window pane, frost in the air. A caroler's melody, joy everywhere. I remember a place where I could sit for a while, where life was more simple and love was a smile, where reindeer were magic. Snowmen were real. I'd be there forever, 'cause time still stood still. These are Christmas, where the magic and the memories run wild. I'll return to that place where the stars brush my face, once again spend Christmas as a child. Sleigh bells and tinsel and crimson and green, a new star in the night sky and one on the tree. The music that's part of us, the town dressed in white, the energy that leads into that one special night. Christmas, where the magic and the memories run wild. I'll return to that place where the stars brush my face, and once again spend Christmas as a child. Have I forgotten? Where did I lose? How I long to return to the place of my youth, and curl by the fire and sit for a while. And my life will be simple and I'll have a smile. And reindeer will be magic and snowmen so real. I'll be there forever and time will stand still. Oh, these once again spend Christmas as a child. Come with me to that place where the stars brush your face. And we will spend Christmas as a child.